when the wind cannot be captured. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 2, World English Bible. The mercy of disillusionment. The Hebrew word translated vanity is hevel, breath, mist, vapor. It does not mean that nothing matters. It means that life cannot be held still. Like breath on a cold morning, it is real, visible, and gone before we can possess it. Vanity of vanities is a Hebrew superlative, like holy of holies. Koheleth, the preacher, or more literally the one who gathers an assembly, is declaring life to be the vapor of vapors, fleeting beyond our ability to master. His question is not merely, does life have meaning? It is, what lasting gain remains? The Hebrew word yetron suggests profit or surplus. After all our effort, what can be carried beyond death? Ancient kings answered with monuments, inscriptions, dynasties, and cities. Archaeologists still uncover royal texts intended to preserve a ruler's name forever, often shattered, buried, or separated from the king they praised. Koheleth saw through the boast long before the stones fell. Even memory has a grave. Under the sun. The repeated phrase, under the sun, marks the boundaries of Koheleth's investigation. He studies life as it appears within the closed circle of birth, labour, repetition and death. The sun runs its course. Winds circle. Rivers pour endlessly into an unfilled sea. Creation seems busy without arriving anywhere. This is not atheism. It is the painful honesty of faith refusing cheap answers. Wisdom increases sorrow because clear sight reveals what optimism hides. Knowledge can diagnose the crookedness of the world, but cannot straighten it. Yet Ecclesiastes is not God's final word. Its circles create a longing for an act that comes from beyond the circle. The resurrection of Jesus is precisely such an act. It is not merely another spring after winter, another generation replacing the last. It is the invasion of new creation into the old. Koheleth asks what gain remains from labour under the sun. Paul answers that labour in the Lord is not in vain. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. The location has changed. Work cannot save us from vapour, but work received into the risen Christ is gathered into eternity. Ecclesiastes, therefore, performs a severe mercy. It loosens our grip on achievement, novelty, reputation, and control. Not to leave our hands empty, but to make them ready for God. As Augustine taught, our hearts remain restless until they rest in Him. We cannot capture the wind, but we may entrust ourselves to the One who commands it. Suggested readings, Psalm chapter 90, verses 1 through 12, Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 25, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 through 58, James chapter 4, verses 13 through 15, Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 5. Suggested hymn, O God, our help in ages past. Prayer. Eternal God, free me from building my life upon mist. Give me courage to see the world truthfully, humility to release what I cannot keep, and faith to labour in the risen Christ. Gather my brief days into your everlasting purpose. Amen.